Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Tainis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Elohein Mamadais. This is the reason that the Nevi'im HaRashayim were Masakein, an Inyan of Mamadais. And now the Tana is going to explain what it is. Lefisha Nemar, because it says, Tzavas B'nai Yisrael, command the B'nai Yisrael, V'yamartu Aleya, Es Karbani Lachmi. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Le'ishai Reach Nichoichi Tishmeru, Lehakrav Li B'mayadi. The Torah is commanding us to be makrav the Karbon Tamid. So the carbon tamid is a carbon tzibur, which is tzavas b'nei Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael brings. And it's purchased from money that belongs to the tzibur, that's taken from the trumas halishka, from the machzis hashekel. But we have a problem. One could ask, v'chi heich karboni shel adam karev, how can you be makriv the carbon of a person, v'hu einoi oimid al gabov? And he's not there in the azara, during the time that they're makrav the carbon. How do we know you have to be there when you're makrav a carbon? Zakt Rashi, and it's quoted over here in the Melech HaShloima. Well, it depends what type of carbon. A carbon chatas or a carbon ashim, of course he has to be there. You have to lean on it physically. There has to be smicha and vidui. A carbon oila that a yachid brings also requires smicha, so we know he has to be there. An oila sibur, like the carbon tamid or the carbon musaf, even though it doesn't require smicha. But here too we learn from a pasuk, that the Bailam have to be there. There has to be a presence of the people whose carbon is being brought. Now, there are different drashas that we find in Chazal. One is from the fact it says, Tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadai. They have to be there, on guard. So if the carbon tzibur belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, that means they have to be there. Can you have all of Klal Yisrael there in the Azara? Every single day? And every single carbon musaf during the time of the Avaida? Because that's not possible. Therefore, Heskinu Nevi'im HaRashayim, the Nevi'im HaRashayim were Mesakein, they enacted, Nevi'im HaRashayim refers to Shmuel HaNavi and Davar HaMelech, an Inyan of Anshei Maimed. These are people that are appointed, they are the official messengers, Shluchim, of all of Klal Yisrael. They're there during the time that we are Makar of the Karbanis, and afterwards, they go into the Bata Knesiais, and they daven, Bakashis, and Tachnunim, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Now, these Nevi'im HaRashayim were Mesakein, not just Mamadais. They made a whole system of shifts for Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. Once again, let's see the Lashon of the Mishnah. Frek the Mishnah, v'chi heich, karboni, shaladim, karev, how can you be makrev, the carbon of a person? How can we be makrev, the carbon tamid, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and the carbon musaf on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael? And he's not there. And he's not standing there as they're being makar of the carbon. And the answer is, let's review the whole inyan over here. Hiskinu Nevi'im HaRashayim. The Nevi'im HaRashayim, as explained, that Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech were Mesakein, shifts for Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisrael. And the Mishnah continues, Esrim V'Arba Mishmaris, 24 shifts. Every week, another Mishmar went up to Yerushalayim to do the Avaida. There was a Mishmar of Kehanim, a Mishmar of Levi'im. The Levi'im did the Shira and the Zimra, and they served the entire week. On Shabbos, it changed. One Mishmar left, and the new Mishmar came in. And that would go for a cycle of 24 weeks, until all 24 Mishmaris served, and the cycle starts again. We've already explained earlier that each Mishmar is further subdivided into seven Batei Avais. Each Beis Av served specifically on each day of the week. And every Beis Av had Kehanim to do the Avaida and Levi'im to do the Shir. If for whatever reason that Beis Av didn't have enough, the one that was appointed for Sunday didn't have enough time to finish the Avaida, we would bring in other Kehanim from the Mishmar to help them. Now, in addition to the 24 shifts of Kehanim and Levi'im, there was another takana that the Nevi'im HaRashayim enacted, and that was to divide Klal Yisrael into 24 shifts. And I'll call Mishmer v'Mishmer, corresponding to every shift of Kehanim and Levi'im, Hayamayim, there was also another group of people, a group of people that got together. They were called a Maimid, and their job was to be Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, and who were the members of these Mamadais? They were Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. Once again, I'll call Mishmer u'Mishmer, corresponding to each of the official Mishmaris of Kehanim and Levi'im. Hayamayimid b'Yerushalayim, there were people that had a job not to do the Avaida or to sing, but their job was to be in Yerushalayim And this group was also divided into Shel Kohanim, Shel Levim, the Shel Yisraelim. Because what happened is as follows. You have a shift of Kohanim. So officially only the base of that day does the Avodah on that day. What do the other Kohanim do? Well, on the one hand, they're on standby in case they're needed throughout the week. But some of them were officially part of a different group. They were part of the Mamadis. Their job was to be there to represent the other Kohanim. Because the carbon tzibur was for everybody, for the Kohanim also. And there were also Levim there in this group. And their job was to represent all the other Levim. They were the Shluchim to be there. And there were Yisraelim in this group. Now, usually the Kohanim and Levim were part of the Mishmah that serves that week. It was just much more practical that way. The Yisraelim were a group of people that were represented from every Shevet. There was someone from every Shevet there. The Rambam says these were special people, Yirei Chet. They were the official Shluchim for Klal Yisrael. And each group had a Rosh HaMaimed, who was the head of them. And now the Mishnah is going to explain that even though the Kehanim and the Levim all had to come to Yerushalayim through the Avodah, when it comes to the Yisraelim, the shifts of 24 groups of Yisraelim, not everyone went up to Yerushalayim to stand there by the carbon. Only those that lived anyway in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim. The others who lived far away from Yerushalayim, they stayed in their towns, and they would go into their respective batei knesiyos in their cities, and they engaged in the Seder HaMaimed. That's what the Mishnah is going to explain now, B'yaz Hashem. Sakta Mishnah weiter. Higiyaz man ha-mishmer la'alois. When it came time, when it was that week for this Mishmer to go up to Yerushalayim, Kohanim, the Levim, the Kohanim, and the Levim of the Mishmer, the entire shift, Oilim came up from their cities, Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, Kohanim to do the Avodah, Levim to do their Shira and Zimra, their singing, and as we explained, those Kohanim that weren't part of the Beis Av that serves on that day, because the Mishmer was further divided into seven Bati Avos, their job was to stand by the Karm. However, the Yisrael Shabbaisim Mishmer, the Yisraelim, the Anshei Maimed, that it was their turn, it was their week, they didn't all have to go up to Yerushalayim to stand by the carbon. It was enough for those who lived near Yerushalayim or in Yerushalayim to go up there. Those that lived far away, Miskansin Le'arayim, they would get together in their own cities, in the Batei Knesiyos, the Koyrin, and they would read every single day in the Torah. And what would they read B'maisa Bereishis? We're going to learn more about this in the upcoming Mishnayos Be'ez Hashem. Each day, they read from Chumash Bereishis, in the beginning of Bereishis, the Maisa Briya of that day. On the first day, they read what was created on the first day. On the second day, what was created on the second day. Also, they would fast, and they would daven that Hashem should accept the Karban. There were other tefillahs that they davened. That we see in the Bereishis and the Gemara. For example, on Monday, on Yom Sheni, they davened for the people that were out on the ocean, the Yardei Hayam, the sailors. On Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, they davened for the Holchei Midbaros, people that were wandering or traveling in the desert. On the fourth day, they davened that a certain sickness called Askara should not affect children. On the fifth day, they davened that women that were expecting babies should not lose their babies, and that nursing women should have enough milk. And the Gemara explains why each of these tefillahs were assigned to that particular day of the week. Now the Yisraelim that were in Yerushalayim, after they were makar of the carbon, after they shechted the carbon and they were zarek the dam, they also went to the batei knesiyos in Yerushalayim to say Shema and to daven tefillah shachris b'tzibur. Afterwards, they would do the Seder HaMaimed. They would read Maisa Bereishis, and there would be mispal on the carbon that should be accepted. After they finished laning for Maisa Bereishis, they would return to the Beis HaMikdash to stand there, because there were other parts of the carbon that still were processed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ivarim of the Talmud, the Ketairis, and the Nesachim. Also, maybe Kedai to know that the people of the Maimed, those outside of Yerushalayim, as well as those in Yerushalayim, would add a tefillah. They would daven tefillahs ne'il. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that we see from the Pasuk that the carbon Talmud was on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But how can you be makar of a carbon with the Bailam not being there? We learned from the Pasuk the Bailam have to be there. So we explained how the Nevi'im, the Rishayim, were masakin 24 shifts of Kehanim, as well as 24 shifts of Levi'im, and also 24 shifts of Yisraelim. the job of the Yisraelim, as well as some of the Kehanim and some of the Levim, were to be the official Shluchim on behalf of Klal Yisrael to stand up by the carbon. We learned in regard to the Yisraelim, some, those that lived near Yerushalayim or in Yerushalayim, they taka stood there, and others did their Avodah in their respective Bate Knesias in their town. And the Mishnah told us amongst different things that they did was, they would read each day from Maisa Bereshis, from Parshas Bereshis, about what was created on that respective day. I'll tell you an interesting halacha. It's brought down in the Baal HaItur, that the father of a son is supposed to stand next to the male when the male does the milah on his son. He says because bris milah is like a carbon. And just like the bailam have to stand b'shas akravas a carbon, so the father is supposed to stand there also, like we see in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Resh Samach Hei. One more thing. We said that the Nevi'im had a Shainim, divided the Kehanim into 24 shifts. The Rambam explains that actually Moshe Rabbeinu originally divided the Kehanim into 8 Mishmaris, 4 from the children of Elazar, and 4 from the children of Isamar. And that's how it was until the times of Shmuel HaNavi. During the days of Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, they set up a different system where the Kehanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris.